I don't think you want a cutting-edge website. Strange thing to say, isn't it? We were having this conversation yesterday at Headscape when I was up at the barn, and about this idea of whether we are actually at the cutting edge of web design as a company. And I concluded we're not, and that I don't want to be. And that actually being cutting edge with your website is not always the best move. You see, the thing with being cutting edge is it means that you're working with experimental technology, stuff that doesn't work on every browser. You're also experimenting with stuff that is unproven, is not known to work, is not known as being reliable. What I'm interested in is following those people that are doing cutting edge web development and taking and picking and choosing what works out of what they're experimenting with and applying it to my clients' websites. That, I think, is the interesting area. To really be one step behind those that are doing the cutting edge stuff. Sure, it's not as glamorous. Sure, it, you know, doesn't win you the awards, but what it does do is it enables you to monetize the things that other people are doing, and it allows you to be the next person in. It's interesting, isn't it? If you look at inventions, often it's not the first person that produces an invention that grabs the market. It's actually the person that comes in behind that and does it better. For example, the iPod. We think about the iPod as being, you know, a leader in its field, the first to market, but they weren't. There were MP3 files before the iPod came along. Equally, look at the video format war. You know, actually, Betamax was before VHS, but VHS ultimately won. So you can learn from people that are doing things on the cutting edge and actually improve and refine it and apply it to your own website. So my argument for today is you do not need to be on the cutting edge of web design, but you do need to follow those that are.